Welcome to the SearchSystemsChannel.com podcast. This is Nicole Harding, Associate Site Editor. Today's guest is Windows 7 expert Ed Tittle, author of more than 100 computing books, including Microsoft Windows 7 In Depth. Ed will answer some frequently asked questions about Windows 7 hardware requirements and compatibility. Thanks for joining us, Ed.
Happy to be here, Nicole.
So what are the minimum hardware requirements for Windows 7?
Actually, the minimum requirements for Windows 7 are pretty modest by today's standards. They go something like this. You need a 1 gig or faster 32 or 64-bit processor. You need at least 1 gig of RAM for 32-bit versions or 2 gig of RAM for 64-bit versions. You need a minimum of 16 gig of available disk space for 32-bit versions or 20 gig for 64-bit versions, and that's just for the OS, not applications or data files. You also need a DirectX 9 graphics processor with Windows Display Driver Model, WDDM 1.0 or higher, and of course, internet access. As with any Windows-based OS, a faster processor, more RAM, and ample free hard drive space generally mean a better computing experience. RAM is especially important. For example, upgrading the RAM from 1 to 2 gig on a 32-bit system should give the end user a dramatic increase in responsiveness and apparent speed. Microsoft provides an upgrade advisor tool to assess whether a system is prepared for Windows 7 installation. You can obtain the upgrade advisor from the Microsoft Download Center, or you can visit the Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor webpage.
Great. So should solution providers recommend Windows 7 in 32-bit or 64-bit architecture?
Interesting question. One of the essential differences between 32 and 64-bit systems is that a 64-bit computer lets you use more than 4 gig of RAM, which can be a huge boost for users who run virtual machines, graphics, or CAD software, multiple applications, and so on and so forth. For best results, you'll want to match a computer's processor to the OS. Thus, a 32-bit computer should run a 32-bit OS, and it can't run a 64-bit OS. However, you can run either OS on a 64-bit computer. If your 64-bit computer has 4 gig or more of RAM and doesn't run older specialized 32-bit software or drivers, go with the 64-bit OS to get the best performance. To check your system for 64-bit compatibility, open the Start menu, right-click Computer, then select Properties. The System section states whether you have a 32 or 64-bit operating system. Here's an important note. You can't switch easily between Windows 7 32 and 64-bit versions. If you're using one and desire the other, your only option is to perform a clean or custom install.
So how do solutions providers know if Windows 7 is compatible with their customers' hardware and software?
Windows Vista drivers work in Windows 7, and Windows 7 provides more hardware compatibility than Vista does. The new Windows 7 Devices and Printers applet in Control Panel displays icons for peripheral components connected to your PC. Just click an icon to access any device's settings. You can also use Devices and Printers to install non-plug-and-play hardware. On the software side, Windows 7 should run most current software. In addition, Windows 7 XP mode enables users to run applications designed for XP or earlier versions of Windows, extending the lifespan for many legacy applications.
And finally, can customers upgrade their netbooks to Windows 7?
As long as a netbook meets the minimum hardware requirements, it can run Windows 7. Because most netbooks lack optical drives, you can run the Windows 7 setup from a USB flash drive or an external optical drive. I've actually installed it on a Dell Mini 9 and an Asus 1000 HEEE PC with pretty good results on both machines.
Ed Tittle, full-time freelance writer, Windows 7 expert and author. Thank you so much for your time.
Again, thanks for having me, Nicole.
And thanks for listening to this FAQ podcast from SearchSystemsChannel.com.